Our text for this morning is the Old Testament reading from Isaiah chapter 49, verses 1 through 7. I share with you again these verses. And now the Lord says, He who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him. For I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has become my strength. He says, It is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to bring back the preserved of Israel. I will make you as a light for the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. This is our text. Dear Christian friends, if you were driving in the city and you saw an animal, let's say a cow, up on top of a roof, you would say to yourself, that does not look like a good place for that cow to be. But you would also say to yourself, it didn't get there all by itself. Somebody put it there on purpose, and it's not going to go away all by itself either. Isaiah, in our text, is saying that he and all of Israel, especially Jesus, and also each of us individually and together as a church, is like that cow on a roof. We are in a difficult position, but we have been put here for a purpose. This year is the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther's posting the 95 theses about indulgences because of his position where he said, we are saved only by God's grace through faith. Later, when he was called to give up his position on this, he said, here I stand. I can do no other. God help me. It was indeed God who helped him and caused him to stand where he did. God put him in that position at that time and that place. And God gave him the truths in his word, which were the basis that he was standing on in his spiritual life. Next Sunday, January 22nd, is another anniversary. It's the 44th anniversary of the Supreme Court decision legalizing abortion on demand. And so that occasion serves as an annual reminder of the value and the purpose of all human life. Our position as Christians is that human life, from its conception and until natural death, is valuable and to be preserved. We stand on this position because God has given us in His Word His promises to us because of what God has given us as human beings and because God is the giver of physical life as well. So Isaiah says to us, I stand in the body God gave me. I stand in confidence in God and I stand ready to reach out to others. Let's think first about how we stand in the body which God has given to us. Isaiah says, listen to me, O coastlands, give attention, you peoples from afar. The Lord called me from the womb, from the body of my mother, he named my name. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver he hid me away. And he said to me, you are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified. But you know that when human babies are born, they don't stand right away. It takes a while for them to get used to having a body, getting control of those little hands that they see waving around in front of them, turning over, eventually balancing on their feet. Bodies can continue to be awkward and inconvenient and uncooperative. Ever since the fall into sin, we feel the need to cover them up, along with their sores and their smells and their noises. We may be frustrated with their size or their shape. They're hard to control, their urges, their appetites, their aches and their pains. No wonder the ancient Greeks believed in dualism. That's the idea that, well, bodies are something that we happen to have. The real us is the spirit that's waiting to be freed from the physical body. Now, for some, that idea that the body didn't matter much led to what's called stoicism. That means there's little value in providing for the comforts of the body. Let's just use it harshly. For others, it led to being Epicureans. That is, thinking, well, the body might as well, since it doesn't matter anyway, be free to enjoy whatever pleasures it might like, no matter what. Well, even without being philosophical, these same kinds of ideas continue today. In attitudes that, on the one hand, bodies are commodities to be valued for how they look, modified, commercialized at will. On the other hand, the idea that the body can be used to do whatever it feels without worrying about any effect on the real us. And if a pregnancy results from that, that's just another piece of body, not a person with a life of its own. And if a body becomes too weak or painful or hard to control, we can decide for ourselves to be done with it. And if a body happens to be born, which doesn't fit with who we feel we really are inside, well, we can just ignore that. Or we can decide to change it for ourselves. And now some are even considering that there might possibly be ways to take the real us out of a body altogether and put it in some man-made machine. But the Bible has a very different understanding of the body for humans. God created people to be body and soul so intimately united with each other that each is fully affected by the other. And God has intentionally put each of us into the body we have with a purpose. And a design, even before we're conceived and born, an eternal purpose for which it will be resurrected to forever continue to live in union with our spirit. Because of this, God himself, Jesus, was born with a human body. His body was essential in his work to save us by his death and his resurrection of that body. One of the ways he gives us forgiveness of sins and everlasting salvation is with his body and blood in Holy Communion. God has a special purpose for each and every single human being ever born, and every person who remains alive. Isaiah says we are like arrows in his quiver, and his hand is over us to protect us. God's plan includes bringing us together into the church where he lives with us, which he calls the body of Christ on earth. This church, too, is a body for which God has a special purpose, no matter its size, no matter its age, no matter how awkward or uncoordinated it might seem to be. This is why we end up standing where we are, with God's help, in the body that God has given us. And why we stand with confidence in God. Isaiah says, "But I said, I've labored in vain. I spent my strength for nothing in vanity. Yet surely my right is with the Lord and my recompense with my God. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to one deeply despised, abhorred by the nation, the servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise, princes, and they shall prostrate themselves, because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you." Little babies are pretty wobbly and weak, but they can still stand confidently with a big grin on their faces when an adult is holding on to them. This is what all of us are like, Isaiah says. He says, despite God's plans for him, he seems like a failure. Both he and all Israel seem weak and worthless. And also despised and abhorred by others, and he was. There are times when any of God's servants feel this, including the whole church. A worthless failure. This prophecy of Isaiah, however, comes true in Jesus. He was deeply despised and condemned by others. When he was hanging on the cross, all of his strength was spent, and it seems his efforts were wasted and worthless. But his very rejection becomes the means through which he becomes a blessing to the whole world. Because God's hand was on him, and because he was still his Holy One And so he is our Redeemer who makes us holy. There may be unwanted infants who seem weak and worthless, not worth even giving birth to because of their problems, or despised because of the problems their birth would bring to those who are responsible for them. There may be people with disabilities or miseries that result from sickness or old age that also seem to have too many problems for them or for those who have to take care of them, so that they also seem worthless. But Isaiah says, "Surely my right is with the Lord." It is the Lord who redeems us poor, miserable sinners and gives us all the right to life. This is why the church stands boldly for life, even when our voice seems weak and small, and when it seems we're spending our strength for nothing and nobody's listening. It may even seem like the church itself sometimes is a body that is not worth saving, but God's hand is still holding on to us. And because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel who has chosen you, God still has a plan for everyone he holds on to, even when they're not born yet, to use them as his servants to bless others. This is why we stand boldly, not just in a defensive way, but also we stand ready to reach out to others. Isaiah says, "And now the Lord says, he who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him, for I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has become my strength. He says, it is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to bring back the preserved of Israel. I will make you as a light for the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth." In Bible times, those who were rich and powerful sat, while the posture of servants was standing by, ready to serve. Isaiah says, we're standing. Those who are going to reach out to give others a hand need to have a sure footing themselves, and this is why God has given us the positions that he has, not in pride, but standing ready to serve others. God tells Isaiah he made him for this purpose, the purpose of gathering Israel back to God, which as a prophet he was trying to do, but more than that, God says, even when it seemed that job was too much for him and he was failing, God was using him for a larger goal of being a light to the nations, including us here today. Ultimately, these words were a prophecy true of Jesus. He came as the promised Savior of Israel, but even while they were rejecting him, he was bringing salvation for the whole world. Every life that is conceived and continues is precious in itself, but even those who can't survive on their own can still be used by God as a blessing for others. The same is true of God's servant, the church, and the people in it. We have lots of needs among ourselves, but God's plan is still to use us as his servants to reach out and help others. Others who may not know how to handle an unwanted pregnancy, who need hope and comfort, especially for regrets or forgiveness when feeling guilt and shame. Others who need comfort in times of pain, or help with disabilities, or support when they fear in the face of death, all of which God has given to us who need it, for us to share with others. God is our strength who gives us life and makes us able to stand, and so I stand in the body God gave me, accepting it as it is. I stand with confidence in God despite weakness or scorn. I stand ready to reach out to others because God holds on to me, so that I can help others as long as he gives me life here on earth, until he gives me life new in heaven. May God grant that this is true for each of us. Amen.